Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
We are doing a late night podcast.
We
recording.
Are. Yeah. If you could only see us. One day we're actually planning we might even film these podcasts. But we have a bit of fun here, actually.
Yeah. Late night could mean pajamas, though. So, yeah, it's not.
Nobody can see us.
Could.
That is good.
Yeah, yeah. So this week we are talking about how do we have a heart to receive God's word? Or what should our heart be like when we hear God's word? And I think it's a great topic because often I find if I think I've heard God's voice, then there can be times that I go, oh, nah. Like as in not that I deny it's God, but that I deny it because I think it's too big of an obstacle for something to overcome. You know, my human mind denies something.
It made me think when you said that, shouldn't we have an attitude even if it's not God's word? Meaning, shouldn't we have an attitude of an open heart, of being receptive, humble, full of love, even if it was your next door neighbour talking to you? Not God's word.
Yeah.
Of course, if it was God's word, that's like an extra, oh my goodness, extension of here's this holy being trying to communicate more with me.
Mm.
And he does because that's what he wants to do. But then it's like your whole attitude towards life, towards people. It's got to extend more so, or it's got to extend from the relationship that you have with God.
Mm. So, yeah, there's a more openness overall.
Yeah. So I'd say the attitude is openness, is like I'm not proud, I haven't got it all together. I'm continually available to learn, so I'm teachable because, you know, I am human and I only have a certain understanding of things. So that's a human, I guess, aspect. The spiritual aspect is, oh my goodness, I would feel like, oh my goodness, my God is actually trying to communicate with me.
Mm.
Now, how do you know it's God? But after a while, I think in your life, you learn to hear, recognize the voice of God.
Mm, I agree. Yeah. I think it is a practice thing. It's when you think you hear the voice of God, then going, first of all, having that openness that goes, is that God? And then you kind of just sit with it for a bit. You see what else happens in your life.
You see if it lines up with the scripture and the truths of God and everything.
Yeah.
And then you get to, it's like you get to learn with your spirit to hear the spirit, the Holy Spirit within you, confirming this is God talking to you.
Yeah, yeah. And it was interesting when I was sharing about Zechariah and his response when he heard the word of God being like doubtful. And if I'm really honest, that's often what I would be at times, doubtful when I hear something that thing could come to fruition, you know. And I think that's a very human element.
But Zechariah's doubt was very much a lack of trust,
yes,
a little bit.
Which whereas we don't Mary see that with
was,
Mary.
Mary was doubting, but not a lack of trust. She was like, whoa. Like you said, amazed.
It was more of an amazement. So Mary wasn't doubt. It was like, like that you've chosen me.
Yes. So it's the trust doubt thing, if you want to call it that. Because I guess Zechariah looked at all the negatives.
Yes. I'm old, my wife's old.
It never happened. We're past it, whatever. Whereas Mary never entered into that thought pattern.
Mm, mm. Yeah, that's true. And Mary also was, God had graced her too.
Full of grace.
Yes, Mary full of grace. And so I don't think I prayed it in the end of the heartbeat, but I meant to, was to pray for that grace, that God would give us a grace like Mary had to be able to fully trust him, to hear his word. Doesn't
it come from God first? It does. It says God loved first and then we loved.
Mm.
God's reached out his hand first to us. He sent his son to die for us first so that we would be forgiven, so that we would have a place with him in eternity.
Mm.
God created us first to have that relationship and that he continues to want that relationship with us. So we need his grace.
Mm.
And what's his grace? His mercy, his favor, his face turning towards us. And really, we can all ask that of God. Now, it depends on what he wants to give us.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, the story of the three talents.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because someone gets one talent, and you know, someone got five and someone got ten, doesn't mean that one is any less than the ten. It's just that's what the role or the or whatever God's given you.
Yeah, not in God's kingdom. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like the person with the one talent was any less of a person in God's eyes than the person with ten. It's like maybe God has graced us first with the gifts that we have that we could look after ten, but the other person can only really look after one, and that's okay. But we need God's grace.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we need God's grace to help us to trust and to be open, to have that attitude.
To love. It's attitude. Everything. To love. Everything. Everything. Yeah. It comes down to everything.
That's it. Now, the weekly challenge, we had a brief talk about this just before you and I started recording, and you have had a great idea for our weekly challenge this week. Because there would be many of us who maybe don't know if we've heard God's word or we're trying to figure that out, we're still learning. And your suggestion was that we should write down if we think we have a scripture that comes to mind or a picture and we just think maybe that's from God.
So in our prayer time.
Yeah.
We set aside whatever time frame, 10, 15 minutes.
Then write that down.
Yes.
And then just every day pray about that again and just see what comes up in conversations with other people you meet, with your
God
prayer
to
again.
Reveal. Mm. More of himself with to you. What could he be sharing with you? Remember when Solomon was granted by God to ask for a gift, and Solomon said, "I'd like to be wise."
Yes.
Well, let's ask God for a gift,
Lord,
and the gift of reveal more of yourself to me. Doesn't God want to? Of course he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's got to be us responding to God wanting to do it. And so we could ask God, you know, give me a picture, give me a scripture, give me something that helps me learn more about you, that helps me understand you want that communication.
Yes.
That relationship. Like sometimes I'm in prayer and I get this half a scripture. Like I feel of like there's some words. I go, oh, I don't know what that is. Go to Mr. Google, type it in, and you go scripture and the words and it comes up and then you go look at it. You know, go look at what it's Psalm 23 if it comes up as 23 and you go read it because maybe God's talking to you in your spirit right now
about
what that scripture is.
I just have a sense right now that we should pray right now. So let's pray for that gift. Dear Lord, we just pray for everyone who's listening to this podcast right now. Lord, we pray that you would grace each of us with that gift of hearing your word, of being open to receiving. Would you reveal to each one of us what you want to say to us? Would you help us to see more? If we have a picture, would you piece it together? If we have a scripture, would you reveal to us more of what that means and just keep communicating to us, Lord God?
Yes, Lord, show us more of yourself in whatever you want, because the more of you is like everything, every facet. Could be a facet of mercy, of grace, of love, of truth, whatever it might be, Lord. Reveal more of yourself to us. We desire to communicate with you more, Lord, and that you communicate with us. Grace us to have hearts that are open to hear, that our spirits are open to hear and see and acknowledge. For you, O God, are great and mighty and holy. And we ask if you would please communicate more with us. Help us sense your presence. Lord, you are so wonderful and so other. But we desire really to humble ourselves to know you. You complete us. You are our everything. And we thank you that you hear our prayer.
Yes, Lord.
And that you will answer our prayer. And that you will turn your face towards us. And may we bring you blessing and honor and give you the glory.
Mm.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. So that's the weekly challenge. If you think you have a scripture during your prayer or maybe a picture, then jot that down and just continue to reflect and pray on that and see what God reveals to you.
Before we finish, because someone years ago asked me to pray for them. And when I prayed for them, I had this picture of a house and that this girl was going in and out of this house. And we didn't know what it meant. I just said, look, I don't have a clue. Years later, she actually only a few months ago, she came back to me and shared and said that she now understands what that picture was.
Mm.
She had been working in a daycare center, and she decided she wanted to expand her knowledge and her caring and everything. And so she applied for this job in an Aboriginal community, and it ended up, and the logo of who she worked for ended up being a house.
Oh, wow.
With a person going in and out of the door.
Mm.
And she said when she went to go apply for the job and she saw the logo, she knew straight away what that picture was years ago.
Mm.
And she came and told me, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Somehow God was speaking. We didn't understand what it meant.
Mm.
But she then recognized, this is the job I need to take. Mm.
And that wow that you just did then reminds me of Mary's response. How could this happen to me, God? Wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's amazing. We hope that our chat has really blessed you today. And we look forward to hearing your stories of maybe you get pictures of houses and other things and what God's been saying to you. So we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.